23. Mary Rooney had fallen asleep on the daybed in her storage unit hours ago, and might well have slept there all night if it weren't for Mike's gunshots. It wouldn't have been the first time she'd spent the night in good old SB211. In fact, she'd found that lately it was the only place she slept well at all anymore. She'd started with short naps every once in a while, just taking a few extra minutes to spend with her lifetime of memories. But once she'd moved the daybed out of the guest room at home and into storage, things got awfully cozy in here. The naps got longer and longer. Where else was it completely peaceful? Where else could she be surrounded by her loved ones' things, and where else did she feel as safe? Certainly not in her apartment, with the ill-advised roommate she'd taken in at the assistance of her kids, who were worried about her living alone. Mary had come in today with the last of Tom's things, a couple of shoeboxes filled with his mementos and certificates of meritorious service from his time on the force. As she'd set about putting it all in its proper bin, the walk down memory lane became exhausting, and she'd laid down and drifted off. She was awake now, that was for sure. The first report from the 22 had done the trick. This place was an echo chamber, and there was no mistaking a gunshot. Mary had sat up, wide awake, for the next half dozen shots, which fully answered the question, did I dream that? No, she had not. Someone was shooting out there from somewhere above her. Who the hell was robbing a storage facility in the middle of the night, and why were they killing people to do it? That made no sense to her at all. Or maybe, she thought, it was one of those crazy mass shooters you see all the time, but that made even less sense. Didn't they want to kill a lot of people? Wasn't that sort of the whole point? She'd never seen more than two people in this place at a time. Mary had sat stock still for the next 15 minutes or so, not daring to leave her locked storage unit. But there was no way she was going to be able to go back to sleep either. When the roar of the motorcycles echoed from outside, she'd heard voices in the hallway, a lot of voices, and she'd started trying to come up with a plan. Staying in here all night until the situation resolved was probably the best idea, but what if there were people in danger? What could she do about it? A better question, what would Tom do? She looked at her husband's things, sorted and piled so neatly and lovingly on the metal and particle board storage rack she'd ordered off Amazon and assembled all by herself. She tried to put Tom in her shoes, because Tom would definitely do something.